Welcome to your podcast number 5, Mike. Welcome to your podcast.
Yeah, and good morning, Todd. Getting to a little slow start this morning, but we'll get her done.
Yeah, we are, and part of it's due to me falling off a wall on Sunday, but if you want details on that, you can go read my Facebook page. But everyone, welcome to your podcast. We've got a good lineup of content today. So it's just amazing. I thought, wow, we just recorded this. It's time to record again. So I think that's one of the things that happens with podcasters, don't you? If you once you start doing your show, and depending on the how often you're recording, it can come as a surprise sometimes. It's already time to record a show, and you have to get yourself motivated to get in front of the mic.
Oh yeah, and you got to think about show prep. I thought about it this morning. I'm like, I better do some show prep here. So we come up with some good stuff. It's kind of been a slow news week though, so maybe that added to the not thinking about recording, or not expecting it, kind of being surprised by it a little bit.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's been 2 weeks now, so time to record.
Well, one thing that is on our list is, just to let you guys know, Adam Curry is launching, and it's a little ways out yet. We're still a week and a half or so away. He's going to be launching his smallbatch.audio, and that's the website, smallbatch.audio, Kickstarter. And that's, to me, going to be really excited. They're going to have, I guess what the word is, like a few other folks, there's going to be a celebrity edition with my name on it. So so if you want to buy the celebrity edition or the signature edition, I think that's what they're calling them, signature editions, there'll be one with the name Todd Cochran on it. So if you're so inclined to support the Kickstarter and want to buy the one that has my signature on it, then you can do that. But that's kicking off on May 26th.
Yeah, the product, of course, we talked about it previous episodes, called the Podcaster Pro. And it's kind of replaces the mixer and the sound card and the compressor limiter gate. It's got all kinds of neat toys. Like Todd said, go see it at smallbatch.audio.
And I think go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Kickstarter, what did he say, the 26th that's going to start?
Yeah, I believe the 26th of May, yeah.
Yeah, go get signed up on the mailing list. You get a special deal, I guess, if you're on the mailing list before the quick Kickstarter starts.
And it's, they got a long road to hoe here. I think they have to sell 600 units or something like that to make their Kickstarter goal. I think that's the number I heard. So we'll see. See where it turns out. But something a little closer to home for me, and just as a disclosure here, Podcast Awards is no way affiliated at all with Raw Voice or Blueberry. It is strictly a project of mine that my wife and I own. So I've been working with a small team of podcasters over the past 9 months or so. And we had a GoFundMe campaign last year, along with the registrations for last year's awards that we utilized to rebuild the Podcast Awards website. So on May 1st, we cut the site loose and opened up registrations. So between now and July 1st, between now and July 31st, you can actually register to participate in the Podcast Awards, but the actual nominations start on July 1st. So what we've really done there is, a lot of times in the past, we've been in the middle of the contest and folks have basically said, I want to participate. And I'm like, well, you missed it. So we're just going to let people go ahead and register all the way up, but they won't be on the nomination stack until they do. But registration is required. Please read the rules. Mike, you've read through the rules. What did you think about the changes the committee made?
It looks like it's definitely tamper-proof now, and that's good. I think generally everything I've read, except from a few people, has been positive. about the changes in the rules. Now, to be to be considered for a podcast award, you do have to register your show.
That's right.
You know, that's one of the requirements now. You know, it's not just I guess one of your listeners could a listener, if they wanted to, nominate and register a show, or is that something that the producer has to do?
Well, they could, and I think we've had a few of those already where the actual fan actually has registered the show. You do need to know some specifics, and you probably should tell the show host that you've done that, because the system will actually then capture the listener's email, and if they end up being the one that gets nominated, they're going to be in the stack of getting the emails. But we do have listeners that do register shows from time to time. You should just use your show host email in the application. That would make it a lot easier for us down the road if that person ends up being one of the ones that are on the slate. But you know, the voting has changed. And what we really, the main thing here is you will never, ever, on any type of awards process, have a perfect system. But the daily voting turned to be problematic and people complained about it for years. So, we're going to go to a group. There's going to be volunteer groups of people that will be from within the people that nominated and from within the people that registered and some folks that we're going to pick. All told, I think we have 350 total bodies that will vote for the slate that comes directly, or at least 300 of them come directly from podcasters that are participating and 250 listeners that participate in the actual nomination process. So, it's a little bit different this year, so we'll see what happens. Like you said, Mike, there is a small group of people that are not happy with the changes, but we're trying to bring some integrity back to the awards this year. And the rules process is kind of spells out the spirit of the podcast awards, which is very, very important to me.
Yep. And what was it? The awards ceremony is actually going to be in conjunction with International Podcast Day on September 30th.
Yep.
Yeah, it's that's what it is.
working with the team over there for International Podcast Day, and we'll have the live awards ceremony on that day. It's going to be a live production. So it even explains how videos have to be submitted this year for the award ceremony. And we've got requirements in there. If they don't submit the their acceptance video and they won, they forfeit.
Oh, yeah. So this year we'll definitely have acceptance speeches from everybody.
That's right. We will, one way or the other. So if the show doesn't submit its video and they won, they will never know that they won.
Yeah. Well, fair is fair. Plus, you got to make it a good show for the awards.
And plus, people spend time doing the, nominating and going through the form and everything. So, but anyway, register show over at podcastawards.com, and there's a news story about it at podcasternews.com. Let's talk about this new Alexa.
Yeah,
that was announced.
Yeah, I heard that. Was it yesterday? They announced the Alexa Echo Show, which is kind of an iPad looking thing. Now I just set off my Echo, so I probably set off everybody else's. Sorry, but anyway, the thing kind of looks like an iPad. Kind of stands up. It's got a nice screen on it, and you'll be able to do video calling. It's pretty slick, definitely.
At the same time, they've heard they've enabled phone calling now, or actually voice over IP calling on the device as well. Is that true?
Yes, and that's active as of, I think, yesterday as well. I did talk to one of our old friends down there in Texas, Jack Ellis, this morning, because he was the only one that had it enabled on my contact list. So early adopter, but we had a nice little chat right through our Echo devices. It was pretty awesome.
So they are really, that this could upset the apple cart for a few companies out there. They really focus on, having voice IP type products too. So this is just something that works with it. That, That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's not gonna, you know, it's not really gonna be a replacement for Skype per se. I mean, well, it could be, you know, if everybody has that device, but you know, it's not something, you know, it's not really podcast related, but we just, you know, it's kind of in that genre, and you can definitely consume podcasts and now video podcasts with Echo Show.
Yep.
And but this messaging thing, I think it's great. You know, you could set up grandma with a Echo device, and then you just you know, she just has to tell it, okay, answer the call, and you sit there and talk to her, or you know, with a video on, you see it on video.
Yeah, but it's always been kind of hokey to do video with folks, and you know, for a while, I, you know, now that I've got a mini PC on my flat screen in the living room, we can do Skype right in the living room, and that's sometimes kind of fun. So this will be interesting to see, especially if they put a video output on this thing where you can hook it to a TV as well. We'll see what they do with this. I'm excited to see where it's going to lead.
Yeah, and maybe they'll build that right into their set-top boxes. You know, what do they call those? I'm drawing a blank, but you know, they're kind of Roku-like thing that Amazon puts out.
Yeah, the Fire. Yeah, maybe it'll be in there instead. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So,
let's see. I think that's it for news that I saw.
But we've got something big. It's if everything is on schedule, when this show is released, and again, we're recording this a few days before the podcast is put on the street. So if everything is a go, our PowerPress Sites Deluxe will be available as a product offering as of Monday the 15th. I'm almost scared to say that, but that is the plan. That's the plan launch date. Now, if the devs run into something, that might get pushed a little bit. So if you go looking and it's not ready to order, I apologize, but we're shooting for the 15th. But why don't we talk a little bit about what the PowerPress Sites Deluxe version of our WordPress offering is going to be, Mike?
Yeah, it's well, right now we have the PowerPress Sites Deluxe active as of this recording. Hopefully Monday we'll have Deluxe ready. As Todd said, if they run into something, then it might be pushed a little, but so far so good. We'll be testing that the next few days. But yeah, basically it allows you to map your domain to the PowerPress site that's hosted at Blueberry. You know, gives you all the DNS options. You'll be able to, you know, set up a email forwarding to, you know, whatever email address that you have, but you could have that, you know, with your domain on it. It gives you a selection of plugins. Now, these are curated. It's not every plugin that's available in WordPress. We still want to keep it somewhat, you know, curated, but we took kind of a informal survey of a lot of podcasters and got their list of can't live without plugins, and we're doing our best to get those enabled within PowerPress Sites Deluxe. And the reason for that is you know, we got to maintain it. We're taking that burden off from you, so we have to know the plugin is going to work, you know, with podcasting. And you know, but I think it's going to be great. That way, you just come to one spot to do your website, your hosting, you know, for media, and the whole nine yards. And it's still with your domain name, your branding. You know, everything is intact.
You know, I think the thing that, you know, the important part for folks to understand on this product offering is, and this is a two of three that we're actually two of four that we're going to offer, but really the delta with this between free and what we're calling deluxe. So in the free, you got a managed WordPress site, you got an SSL certificate, you got daily backups, you had some essential plugins that were needed. You got a PowerPress theme and some basic SEO. So with Deluxe, and again, this is a managed WordPress offering. So we designed this so someone that was coming in starting podcasting could get started with the free and kind of get their show going and then say, okay, I'm really ready at this point to kind of expand. I found a domain. I'm going to you know, upgrade to deluxe, which is an additional $20. So what it is you go from free to 20. So it's that's the cost of the service per month, which includes
plus your media hosting.
Yeah, plus your media hosting. So if you're on a $12 plan, you're looking at $32 a month. But really, again, the key on this was you never have to touch it. We take care of the updates. We take care of the security. We take care of the patching. We take care of the backups. Really, you show up and do your show. That's the key. So with Deluxe, what we've added is, of course, you get the managed WordPress, you get the SSL, you get the daily backups, you can bring your own domain. And again, you can, it's a full DNS support so that you go and either can change your name server or you can manage your A record. Now, some of you are like, what are you even talking about? But we'll have some,
simple interface to do that kind of stuff. Simple
interface to do that. And instructions on how to update your domain register. So the email forwarding, if you're basically using our DNS, you can email forward or you can continue to use the email system you have with the advanced DNS so that you don't have to switch any of that if you don't want to. But, you know, we're then providing, again, I think that the list is about 20 to 25 total plugins and then some additional themes. I think we're 5+ themes, and we're actually going to, that's one thing that we'll expand in Deluxe. We will have more themes as we find ones that we think are going to be good for podcasters that we can continue to support. The last thing we want to do is add something to this that 3 months from now I have to take away or it wasn't being supported where it wasn't being upgraded and WordPress, you know, rolled and something got broke. So this is the, you know, this is the challenge with running a managed system is we kind of have to be real, real careful of what we pick and choose. Now, when we roll out Pro, Pro is basically going to be, you control it completely, have 100% control. But the people say, well, why should I do this? But why should I buy Deluxe if I can just go to GoDaddy and get a WordPress site over there? The main thing is, man, we have built this thing to scream. There's not going to be high density of shows per cluster. So the way this is, it's a, you know, we'll have so many WordPress sites on a specific cluster. We've got load balancing set up, so if a show is really coming on strong, we can roll them over onto their own cluster. And so that the main thing is, as I told the team, is I want the sites to be lightning fast so that, number one, we get some good SEO, Google ranking on those page load speeds, and then have the SSL support, all that stuff that goes along with stuff that sometimes people have a challenge with. And so I'm really excited about bringing this Deluxe offering to market and really just kind of being the easy button for podcasters. And so many podcasters, they get wrapped around, they have a big challenge with the technology, and that's the last thing we want. We want podcasters to continue to focus on your podcast.
Exactly. And you know, the thing about it is, you know, the price, you know, $20 a month for a website, that's, you know, that is a little bit higher than you know, some of these shared hosting plans. The problem with the shared hosting plan is you grow too big and you're going to start having problems with your site. Think of this as a replacement for a virtual private server. I mean, it's literally that class of service.
Yep.
So it's definitely, you know, worth it. Go price out a VPS. And then price us out, and it's going to be roughly the same, maybe even a little cheaper with us.
Well, and we're going to have higher performance than a VPS. We've designed this thing to be a rocket. So, you know, that's the main thing, too, is I think the customers that that utilize the product will attest that, you know, it's highly responsive. And so, you know, this was the big part of it. So I'm excited to bring Deluxe on the marketplace. And this is definitely a premium offering, but you also get, you know, premium support. You get, you know, get email and phone support. And actually, your amount of support calls for PPS is been relatively low up to this point, hasn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it's not been bad at all. The sites themselves are running flawlessly. And, you know, just usually I get the normal questions I would get from anybody, you know, because it's really the same thing.
Yeah. So a pro will quickly follow, because essentially once we get Deluxe done, we just have to kind of go to the next step in offering the pro package. And, you know, that really is designed to compete with a very significant number of companies out there that offer high performance WordPress hosting. And we are definitely, for both these product offerings, for what they do, and because it's managed and the podcaster just has to show up with his content. Sure, with the plugins, are going to have to enable them and configure them, but they're, you know, that's, you know, what, 5 minutes per plugin, you know, to set those up. So it's really going to be, I'm excited. And I've got a couple of sites on the free basic that I've been using that I'm looking forward to, you know, employing all the features that are on Deluxe.
And essentially this website, powerpresspodcast.com, is running on BPS Deluxe. And, you know, a couple other sites out there that, you know, we've been using for testing and for, you know, just our own purposes.
Yeah, so, but actually, we've been running on the minimum plugins too, Mike.
PowerPress Podcast, sure.
Yeah, so we're going to be able to have all those additional plugins that, and then stuff that we want to employ on the site as well. So I'm really, really excited. Let's switch into the tech comments.
Yes. I like to pick up, you know, what trends I've seen lately, and you know, being that Blueberry makes it so you can use our service in several different ways, that kind of sometimes makes it a little confusing as far as how the accounts are set up and what's, you know, the different parts of your account at Blueberry. And I kind of wanted to just go over that a little bit. The main account at Blueberry is your login, you know, so it's your email address and the password. And that is your overall account at Blueberry. And a lot of people will ask to delete their account when they really mean they want to delete a subscription to one of our services. You know, and that's two different things. So a lot of times I'll get somebody, you know, two or three times a week I get somebody that says, you know, how come I can't log into my account? And then I look back and they asked us to delete the entire account when they really meant to just, you know, stop paying us for whatever service for whichever show listing. But it's kind of in different parts at Blueberry. It's, like I said, it's a little confusing at first, but your login account's your main login, and then you could have show listings within that account. So you could have, you know, I guess it's probably virtually unlimited, but, you know, you can have as many show listings as you have shows all under one login account. And then for each one of those listings, you can employ one of our services, either PowerPress sites, hosting, stats, and you know, if you're going to do PowerPress site, by the way, you're going to have hosting and stats as well. So it's you know, it kind of is a progressive thing. You can either have the stats, or you can have stats and hosting, or stats, hosting, and WordPress. So I don't know. Hopefully, I didn't confuse that worse. Anything to add, Todd?
Well, I just, you know, if you want to interact with us at all in any way, don't ask for user account to be deleted.
Yeah.
You know, that's the nexus, because we, you know, privately here, folks, we laugh because, you know, on a Tuesday, we'll get a ticket saying, delete my user account, delete my account. And in our system, we have all these warnings. We give them like 10 opportunities not to delete their account. And they go ahead and continue. And then 3 days later, we get an email. How come I can't log in?
Yeah. Yesterday was especially, I had like four of them. So it's usually, you know, three or four a week. But
I don't know how we make it, how we make it any more clear. You know, and we've looked at it, you know, half dozen times. I said, are we not doing something right? And I go to the form and I, you know, and it's, I think what it is, nobody reads anymore. I think they read 128 characters like they're on Twitter. And
Yep,
and that's it.
Yeah. And, well, you know, and if you want to, you know, say you're hosting with us and you want to move to another company, you can still keep your listing at Blueberry.
Yeah,
just, you know, just ask us to, or better yet, go in yourself and you can stop the billing on it, change your feed to whatever feed you're going to use and keep the listing. You know, our directory is separate from our services.
That's right. But it's still, if you say delete your show, it's going to delete it off the directory as well.
Yes. So. And then you can't add it back until you contact us to, to turn it back on. Cause once a show's been deleted from the directory, it's not going to show back up.
Yeah. We put it in, because this has happened so many times, we put the show into a purgatory area where it cannot be seen anymore. And, anyway, that's the thing.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about a question that even I get from time to time. How many subscribers do I have? You know, this question comes up a lot. And really the short answer is there's really no way to tell, sorta.
Yeah, I mean, you can get a pretty good guess. There's a few different methods, you know, looking at your statistics, how to tell, you know, roughly how many subscribers you have. But that's not the important number. You know, the important number is how many downloads you've had, because a download, you know, essentially is a listen, regardless of how they did it.
You know, I kind of like to give the analogy that if you're using our stats and you go into the stats system and you look at your trending line, let's just, you know, use a 90-day trending line to look at your, you know, how many people are listening or how many downloads you have. See, even I said it. How many people are downloading on a day-to-day basis. And if you look at the, you know, the spikes and you look at kind of the mean average for a single day release plus, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days afterwards, you're going to get a pretty good idea. And if you go and look at a specific episode, and let's say episode 10 had, 325 downloads, episode 11 had 300, downloads. Episode number 3 had 350. I think you can be pretty much guaranteed to assume that you have at least about 300 people listening to your show. Now, here's the kicker. So the first, if you look at your stats, the first 24 hours is very, very telling, because as soon as you publish your show, the number of people subscribe to your show get the show almost immediately. We see podcatchers like Apple iOS grabbing that episode oftentimes within minutes. Now, it doesn't always happen, but the downloads start within minutes of a show being published. And that first 24 hours, that huge spike you always see on your show, those are almost guaranteed to be the highest percentage of people that are subscribed to your show. And then to go the next step, the number of downloads and that you've had day 2, 3, 4, 5 on an episode, if you break that out and look at the stats closely, you're going to kind of tell that those are often browsers or mobile iPads, some device that they maybe went to your site and click play. Those generally are not the podcatchers, because the podcatchers usually get the show right away. There'll be a small percentage of them in there. But really what you have to look at then is the overall data. And we all know Apple has rules, because Apple's still the 500-pound gorilla, that if they've not listened to your show for 5 episodes, iTunes stops downloading it.
Yeah, and a lot of the other apps, like I think Downcast and Overcast both do that as well. You know, so if you don't listen to a show for 5 episodes, it's not going to download the 6th one until you've listened to one. So that kind of drops that out of your statistics, because those things stop automatically downloading. So that's why you can assume that most of them are listens.
Yeah, and you can actually, you know, it's if you've been listening to a number of shows yourself on the iOS app, you will see that. And again, don't forget Android folks out there. I want to make sure that we keep tending to mention that the other 50% of the
potential
mobile force, potential mobile force is Android users. But we've all seen it where we've had a show we haven't listened to in a while, and it says, oh, do you want to resume downloading? And you say yes, and it goes grabs those back episodes. So I think the key here is just to kind of look at your trending line, look at the number of downloads you're having per episode, and you can kind of deduce through logic reasoning the rough number of listeners that you have.
Yeah, and another way I like to do it is, and this just, I don't know how accurate this would be either, but go into a single episode in your stats and then look at the distribution tab there, or the distribution thing, and that'll say podcatchers and mobile apps. You add those two numbers up, you can generally say that those are subscribers, but that's not a hard number. Because there is ways to stream, without subscribing or play, progressively play a show in one of those apps, and it'll show up as one of those apps, but it may not be a subscriber. I know Mackenzie in her Columbus office, she listens to podcasts that way. She doesn't subscribe to them. She just clicks on the ones she wants to listen to and progressively listens to them.
Yeah. So we got to get her broken if that happens. Make sure she's subscribing.
Sure.
But I think, I think the key here is push folks to subscribe. That is definitely the way to keep them engaged. I do that. And I'm just about ready to go to 1,200 episodes on my personal show. And I do that every episode. Within the first 2 to 3 minutes of the show, I'm begging, and not begging, but asking new listeners to subscribe, and thanking those that are currently subscribed to stay subscribed. So for those of you that have subscribed, thank you for subscribing. Those of you catching this show, your podcast, and you haven't subscribed yet, we want you to do that. You can do that at powerpresspodcast.com. See how easy that is?
Yeah, and to find our show, there's two different sets of buttons on the sidebar. The bottom one is your podcast. The top one is PowerPress Podcast, and subscribe to both of them.
That's right. I think we're
right on time here, Todd, so we better close this off.
How did that work out? Yeah. Hey, if you've got feedback or questions, it's real easy. Just yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And again, this is your podcast. We want to talk to you about your podcast. So send us feedback or questions about your podcast, and we will cover it here on your podcast. I couldn't do that better. Any other time. There's no way.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of a strange name to get used to, but
I hope I nailed it that time. We'll have to record that. Just play it back later.
Yeah, I'll clip that.
All right, everyone. Thanks for being here at your podcast. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. And make sure you get subscribed to both the PowerPress podcast and your podcast. Everyone take care. Thanks, Mike.
Yep. See you later, and see you next time.
Yeah. Bye bye. Welcome to your Pat.
Take two.